Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The city of Kenai was notified from the state of Alaska Department of Health and Social Services Division of Public Health for round two grant funding in support of creating a sustainably healthy and equitable communities that strategically aim to build infrastructure to improve health outcomes for high-risk, underserved populations. Funding for the program is based on population of each community within Alaska and is calculated by the Alaska Healthy Equity Index. The city of Kenai is eligible for municipal allocation of $134,331 from the state. Accepting this grant funding has the potential to improve infrastructure within the city that will result in a healthier community. The city proposed a list of projects that met the criteria for the grant in round one, and nine projects were approved by the grant administrator. One of the priorities on the list was refinishing the recreation center floors. Administration is recommending moving forward with the project and then continue with other projects on the list with additional funds left over. If funds are remaining after completing the resurfacing of the recreation center floors, they'll continue with projects like the Municipal Park Boardwalk. This project supports category number four and will allow anyone the opportunity to get out and walk on trails in the city. The project constructs an engineered elevated boardwalk that connects the park to an existing trail that meanders through a wooded area used throughout the year and heavily during dip net season as it travels down to the North Beach at the mouth of the Kenai River. Also included, the Nordic Trail Lighting. This project also supports a Category 4 promoting the outdoor use of existing winter cross-country ski trail and improving it so that citizens can use it at any hour they choose. The project is designed in multiple phases, and the first phase would focus on lighting the trail around the central bowl area near the driving range and clubhouse of the Kenai Municipal Golf Course. Also on the list are projects that have not been identified and are not currently on the capital projects list include mobile hand wash and restroom trailers, videography equipment, and the City of Kenai website, emergency preparedness kits, training and exercise for updated emergency operations plans. You'll see details and information about the list on our story at RadioKenai.com. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has prepared compatibility determinations for four public uses within the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. These uses include camping, cabin use, non-commercial forest products use, and non-commercial natural resource gathering. These uses were last evaluated in 2007 and were found to be compatible at that time. The service is currently reevaluating the compatibility of these activities as required by the agency policy. Regulations applying to compatibility determinations within Alaska National Wildlife Refuges are found in 50 CFR 25.21. The service invites interested persons to make comments on the draft CDs as it affects their interest in the area and how they believe continuation of these uses may affect refuge purposes. To see the draft CD, you'll find a link on the story at RyuKenai.com. Hard copies are available at the Kenai National Wildlife Headquarters on Ski Hill Road in Soldotna. Comments are due by June 23, 2023. You can send your comments by email, also by mail or fax. Again, complete details and contact info on the story at RyuKenai.com. At the Alaska Sustainable Energy Conference, the Office of the Governor, Michael Dunleavy, released the Alaska Standard, an inaugural sustainability report that documents the state's history of responsible resource development on Wednesday, May 24th. Alaskans know that we've been doing resource development better than anyone since statehood by following our constitutional mandates to develop our resources for the maximum benefit of our people, adhere to the sustained yield principle, and to safeguard the public interest, said Governor Mike Dunleavy. However, for far too long, we've allowed our story to be told by others, often to the detriment of our ability to develop those resources. To view the complete report, just visit the link on our story at RadioKenai.com. More news of the Kenai in Alaska, just visit RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.